Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immemc.org, for Monday, January 24th, 2011. Israel released a report absolving its forces from wrongdoing in an attack on a humanitarian flotilla last year, the left 9 aid workers dead. Survivors of the attack roundly criticized the report Sunday, calling it a whitewash and a farce. On Sunday night, the Israeli army raided the Palestinian village of Nabi Saleh for the third time in 2 weeks and arrested a 14-year-old boy. Last week, the army raided over 20 Nabi Saleh homes, photographed youth, and collected their ID information. Nabi Saleh is a small village west of Ramallah, which has been using nonviolent demonstrations to resist the confiscation of their land by the neighboring Jewish settlement of Halamish. Also on Sunday, settlers assaulted internationals while they were escorting Palestinians to their pasture to graze their herd in Umm al-Hir in South Hebron Hills. Settlers threw stones at the international activists and stole one of their cameras. Umm al-Hir is a Bedouin village close to Susia, which has been suffering by the encroaching settlement of Carmel. Some 1,600 newly leaked documents on peace talks with Israel, obtained by Al Jazeera TV and given to The Guardian, provide a glimpse into the breakdown of the peace process. They reveal the PA offered to give up East Jerusalem, but Israel rejected the offer since it didn't include settlements in the West Bank. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.immemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Husam Kazizan and Mona M.